The preacher caught a 14-pound crappie. It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
These hours at this station is going to get us down. You know, maybe we could close up maybe on Thursday afternoon.
That ain't scriptural, is it, Jesse?
Scriptural? Scriptural, Sam? The Bible don't say nothing about gas stations or Thursday afternoons neither.
That's what I mean.
Oh. Hey, you know, that reminds me. That preacher of ours and some of them deacons, they've been telling some of the awfulest stories about the size fish they're catching. I'd say that's touching the truth.
Now, they quit that now, Jesse. Brother Robertson made a promise not to lie no more. At least about the fish he's catching.
Yeah. Well, you think that's going to help him any, Sam?
Well, it already has. He told me yesterday that the first time he went fishing after that, he caught a 14-pound crappie.
A 14-pound crappie. Sam?
Why don't we hire Leon Schmoot?
Oh, no, Sam. This is the Gum Springs Gas Emporium. We ain't hiring
him. He's here every day anyhow. Sits right there in our only chair from about 9 o'clock till way after dinner.
We ain't paying nobody to sit in our chair. Leon's already got his cabbage set. Say, Sam, will you get that customer for me?
Okay. All right.
That Sam sure does make a good junior partner. He's real likable, a real good worker. He's kind of a combination of Ozzy and Festus, kind of. He ain't married, so it don't make no difference what hours he works. Wait a minute. What in the world is he doing out there?
Jesse, that woman didn't want no gas. She just wanted a free map and her windshield cleaned and directions to Glen Campbell's birthplace.
Well, wait a minute, Sam. You didn't clean her windshield. Well, I stood right here and watched you. You cleaned her back window.
Delight was behind her.
Sam, you can't act like that. Oh, hello, Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Howdy, Mercy, Jesse. Hey, Sam.
Leon, me and Jesse was just talking about...
Sam! Look at there! Ain't that woman you waited on going down the highway there?
Well, yeah. That woman's weird.
I wonder where she's backing to.
Jesse, you never told me when I come to work here as a junior partner I was going to have to work all these long hours. Now, I ain't had a haircut in over 2 weeks.
Hey, wait, you know, about these haircuts, you know they got a private room at that new barbershop where you got to make an appointment to get a haircut. But I got a good look back in there, and Sam, that barber hiding in there has got long hair.
Well, ain't that a pretty come-off. Now, you know, a private room for haircuts... It seems to me that in a democracy, everybody ought to be required to get a haircut out in the open. Of course, I know things is changing.
Yes, Sam, they sure are. We've seen lots of changes in our time.
And I've been against all of them.
Well, now, Sam, they ain't all, but...
Firing MacArthur was the beginning of the problem.